Hello, Peaceful Prophets Nation. Chanel here with an exciting client spotlight episode for you today. So today we are talking to our client, Dr. Bonnie Jewell. Bonnie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here. We're going to have a great time. We are talking today about some really exciting things in your business. So Bonnie is a holistic chiropractor who helps people tap into their own body's wisdom and ability to heal themselves through love and nutrition and quantum response testing. This is all exciting stuff. I love it. If you've listened to me before, I get super excited when we talk about things that heal the body and things that help in this holistic way of helping people is just something that excites me. So I always love when I get to talk about these things. Now, the first thing I want to dive into is when we asked about who your audience was, you said crunchy women, usually Christian. And that's a really specific niche. So why that niche in particular?
I have found over the years of working with my patients that the ones who seem to excel tend to be Christian and they tend to be crunchy. And so a crunchy woman is somebody who's looking for the natural answers. She's wanting to help her family, help herself with foods, herbs, getting the toxins out, really paying attention to what everyone's putting in their body. And so that's pretty much how that came about, was I really did some hard work on paying attention to who gets the most out of what I offer.
Yeah. So one thing that we see a lot is that people have a really hard time narrowing down their niche. They know, oh, what I do can help everyone. I don't want to narrow it down. So this is kind of a weird way to phrase this, but did you choose the niche or did the niche choose you? How, like, did you, meaning, did you decide ahead of time, I'm going to go after crunchy Christian women? Or it was like you said, you know, they came to you and then you're like, yes, this is who I'm going to work with.
That is a great question, because I would say it was about a 2-year journey of getting to that point. So it wasn't like I sat down and said, yes, this is who I want to help. What it was I came in like a lot of people and I said, excuse me, I said, this can help everybody. Everybody needs this. Everybody should want this because it can help everybody. Like so many techniques and systems out there. And what I found with observation was, who is it who, when, so it was a little bit of a coupling of paying attention to what my heart was telling me. Who do I feel most peaceful communicating with? What creates that? So peaceful prophets, right? What creates that peace of mind in myself when I'm talking with them and there's less struggle? There's more, oh, that makes sense to me. And I had a lot of women who said, well, I was praying and then I'm praying for help and your name kept showing up. So there's all these little clues for who's going to be best in my niche. And so I actually got it down to what kind of car do they drive? How many kids do they have? It became very specific when I started looking at who creates a peaceful environment for myself in my practice. And that's important too, because having peace of mind is really part of being healthy, because all that stress and worry is not really healthy. It puts stress on our bodies.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you for sharing that process that you went through, because I think it's something that people do struggle with a lot, that we see over and over, that, you know, how do I know who I'm supposed to work with? And so letting us just, you know, peek into that journey, that it was a journey, that it was a process. It wasn't just standing up. And that's why it's so important to work on our business and to go out there and test things rather than to just stay in a certain place and say, okay, this is my audience. I'm going to work with these people. And then without that data of testing, and that's what you showed us. You had that practice, and this is who I like working with. This is who I'm feeling right about working with. So all of those pieces coming together.
Yeah. Now, and I should also mention that it does become fluid. So there can be more than one that comes in, and so it's not static. So I just want to make sure everybody understands it's not static. It's never going to stop. As you evolve, as I evolve, my patients and the people I can help evolves as well.
Oh, that is such a good insight. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, as you got really specific about your audience and who you're working with, what changed for you in your business?
The peace of mind. So, yeah, I would say mainly it's the peace of mind is what changed for me. And that created some clarity for me as far as knowing not to waste my time and energy on people who aren't going to benefit from what I offer. So I actually started getting a more rigorous screening process for working with people. Peaceful Profits has an amazing screening process.
Yeah.
And so I also have a screening process, and it means I might have more conversations, but then they're not wasting their money. I'm not wasting my time finding out 2-3 months from now that, you know what, this really wasn't a great fit.
Yeah. Okay. I love that.
I'm happy to direct people somewhere else too. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, that's just what we're looking for, right? Is a place of calm and peace mm-hmm. in our business. So that's fantastic. Now, on the client spotlight episodes that we do, lots of our clients come from a place of struggle in their business and get to a place of calm. And for you, as I looked at what you've done in your business, it was more of a transition from something that was already working, something that was already good, to a place of even better, right? Mm-hmm. And so for you, you came here to take your brick and mortar practice to something that could reach more people by going online. So let's talk about the challenges that you faced in that kind of a process, going from in person to more online.
I would say the main challenge for me was the systems and balancing what I do brick and mortar with what I do for work for online. Both take attention, time and attention and effort. And so that I would say is the biggest challenge, is figuring out how to split my time up so that I can still have a life outside of doing work. Now, mind you, I love doing this. And so it's very exciting to me. So I don't mind putting, and that's another indicator to me that I'm on the right track, because I'm happy to skip watching TV or doing something else to work on having this go for move forward. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that balance then. So sure. How do you do it? Are there office hours for online and office hours for in person, or what does that look like?
Yes. I switched to 2 days a week for my brick and mortar, and I'm looking at shifting that to 1.5 days instead of two. Well, it's actually 2.5. So switching it to 1.5 days. And then that's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And then Wednesday and Friday, I do online work.
Okay.
Some behind the scenes work.
Okay. Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about what that work actually looks like. So I would love to know more about quantum response testing, what that is, what you do in this actual work.
Okay. So for the quantum response testing, that is a natural biofeedback method of analyzing what the body needs in order to thrive or recover or from illness or stress. It uses a system called muscle testing, which people in the natural health world are familiar with. That is what that is phrased at. And what distinguishes quantum response testing is that we really focus on expanding our heart and getting in a place of love and generosity, because we understand the science that's coming out now shows us that we can affect our environment and the health of others by being in a state of coherence and a loving state ourselves. And so that is one of the underlying components to quantum response testing that's unique from other muscle testing systems out there. And I will say that the process of writing the book and the one book millions method in Peaceful Profits has helped me really distinguish what's unique in what I'm offering for people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what we do. And the appointment, so the intake process takes 2 to 3 hours. And then appointments afterwards are generally for most people, we do a lot of heavy work the first 3 months where we work on your nutrition, your environment, looking at what is toxic to your emotional state, to your physical state, and getting a plan in place to start cleaning that up. And then my goal is for people to be able to go out in the world and start regulating themselves, being their own healer. And as I was preparing for this, I was thinking of what is that one quote from The Wizard of Oz? And it was Glinda the Good Witch said this to Dorothy. She said, "You've always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it for yourself." And so I think we all have that ability in ourselves. And the purpose of training people in quantum response testing is to allow people to get to that point for themselves where they can really help themselves and they can know, when do I need to see a professional and when have I got this? Because I think most of the time we can figure out a lot ourselves.
Yeah. And this is why I love holistic health. This idea of the body has so much innate wisdom and mm-hmm. that there's so much that we can tap into, which is just so powerful. Now, what specific, so we've talked about methodology and how, you know, a little bit about your unique mechanism and how you do it, but what are you solving for in your practice? Like what kind of issues, what are the problems people are coming to you with?
Stuck in ill health. So when they just can't figure out what's going wrong and they're at their wit's end. Some people, they've done the whole medical testing and they are on heading towards disability. And other people don't want to get to that point and they can see that that's what's going to happen to them. So some people are very, very sick and other people don't want to get really sick, but they know they're headed there.
Yeah.
So it's where they're looking for answers that, and medicine has a lot of answers. So it helps a lot of people. And so these are people who they're just not getting the answers they want to get their health to where they want it to be.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Now, with this transition and adding this online component of your business, were there any things that were tricky to, or did you have to create a new system for what you did online? Like, you know, when you're saying muscle testing, I imagine that that's actual physical hands-on work. And then when you're doing this online, what did you have to shift in order to do it online?
So I want to say I have not arrived yet. I'm still figuring out the online. So once I've arrived, we could maybe do another interview
okay.
and then I can share like, this is what I've accomplished. So yes. I can tell you that what I'm struggling with right now is just getting those online courses formatted and figuring out how much needs to be in person, how much can be online.
Yes. Okay.
And yeah, most people need to have somebody that they can work with. And most people have somebody, but you can also muscle test yourself. You can, there's all sorts of workarounds for it. So I'm working on answering those questions right now, as far as why can this be done remotely? How come I can have an appointment with you and muscle test you? What is the science behind that? And that's newer science. So it's kind of hard to explain. So yeah. I am, just because I'm older. And so the whole online thing was coming about. I mean, it didn't even exist when I was younger. And so I'm just so impressed and so amazed with everything that's out there. It's pretty amazing. So I would say, just the formatting and having an online class is, just making that switch. So the learning curve has been huge for me.
That makes sense. And I love it that you are here and talking to us in the midst of continuing to grow your online business, because there is success in each part of the journey. I think that that's a really important thing that, you know, we often think as entrepreneurs, like, well, when I get to this peak of the mountain, then it will be the success point of my journey. And in all reality, it's little success points all along the way. And you've had a lot of success and you're going to continue to grow this and put it online. I know one of the recent things you mentioned, your book that you've been working on. Can you talk to us a little bit about that process, what you learned in the process of writing a book and what that piece has been like for you?
Yes, that's been amazing. I had written and published four books prior to this. And what I'm learning from this, well, first of all, the team is amazing. So there are so many people to reach out to for help. And I have had people to reach out to for help, but not to this level. And the formula, so that system, so systems create peace of mind, right? And so the formula and the system that Mike has created for us to just plug into has been amazing. And I scheduled daily time to work on the book. So I just plugged it out. I actually wrote the whole thing. And then Meredith started looking at it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to rewrite the whole thing. So I finally did a chapter by chapter, Mike's chapter, my chapter, and I really picked it apart. And that made the biggest difference as far as making my book be cohesive. And so I'm at the tail end of getting it together. I expect probably by next month it'll be done and ready for editing. So the whole process has been really great, especially just how much gets pulled out of the system. Because Meredith keeps pointing out that, oh, you know so much. And she said that's the thing with everybody who comes on. Just, she's like, everybody's so smart and they know so much. And we're trying to just dump it all down.
Yes.
And so she helps us pull out, what do people really need to know as far as what will they benefit the most from? And so I think that's part of it, is taking everything that we know as professionals and fine tuning what's going to be best for the reader to know. And also the focus on making sure that people receive value.
Yeah.
Whether or not so it's not just a sales pitch. It's okay, I'm going to create value and create change for you in your life, which I think is what everybody that I've met in this community is about. And so that's been very helpful as well to point that out.
Yeah, that's so great. And I think that's why a One Book Millions method style book works, is because you're creating value. It's not like webinars. I'm sure we've all been to the kind of, you know, webinar that is a sales pitch. It's not a sales pitch in the form of a book. It is a book creating value. And and then I love, you know, this, how you shared this process again of wanting to put so much in there and having to kind of, you know, make sure it's the appropriate amount that people will actually get value from. And I think that's really powerful. Mm-hmm. You said something else that I think was so good, which is systems create peace of mind. And I think that's so powerful. That is something to keep in mind, you know, in all of our business, that's what we're doing for people. We are creating systems that allow them peace of mind, then so that they're able to go ahead and get the result that we're working to get with them. Mm-hmm. Now, I love the things that you're doing in your business. What has been the most rewarding part of your business journey?
Helping people is the most rewarding part. The difference that I help with people and helping them understand their bodies better and what they need to do to be healthier. Within the Peaceful Profits community, I would say what's been most rewarding is the people I've met and the support I've been able to get from both the staff and the other participants. The book reviews are amazing because we get together and we submit, okay, this is ready to be reviewed. And the people I've met in there have been amazing. There's businesses I didn't even know existed. And every time I get on there, I think, I want to read this person's book.
Yeah.
I would love it if Mike made a list of, these are all the books of people who have gone through Peaceful Profits, because it's just designed to help transform people's lives, I think.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, and that's a good idea. Some kind of Peaceful Profits library.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I'm the same. Whenever I talk to people, I'm like, oh, I want to get their book and their book. And I'm definitely feeling the same way about this conversation today. I'm excited to read your book. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to others who are in the same position that you are, who are looking to transition their in-person business to online?
I would say to keep close tabs on your current income streams so that you can strategically figure out what you can give away as tasks, as well as what is just a waste of time for you. And then you can shift that energy to focusing on the peaceful profit tasks.
That's so good. Hard to do. I know.
Hard to do.
Yeah.
And I have not been the best at it, but it's definitely a work in process. But I think that's the most important aspect, is just make sure, okay, I'm a jump in, dive in person. And so I want to say, okay, I'm just going to hold this, and then I'm going to go all in with writing the book, and I'm just not going to pay attention to that. Yeah. And so that's something I have to rein in with myself, as far as, okay, I need to keep taking care of this part of the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. And I think that's a really good reminder to everyone. So thank you for all the things that you've shared today. Where can people learn more about your work?
If you go to my website, drbonniejewell.com, drbonniejewell.com, that is basically the hub of what I'm involved in.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, we'll send people there then. Thank you for being here. Thank you everyone for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.